Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating US Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Hello, Taurus. It's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, October the 22nd, and the whole week ahead. Well, the sun's going to move into Scorpio, and that's your seventh house of relationships. So check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Read all about the seventh house. The next 4 weeks is devoted and should be devoted to you and somebody else. Friend, lover, spouse, partner, it doesn't matter what, but it's all about securing a relationship with someone who can be very special to you. Here's your Sunday stars. The moon is in Leo, and for you, this means you have an exceptional day for dealing with home and family affairs. Doesn't matter what it is, whether you're going to do some DIY and repairs at home, or whether you're going to be throwing a bit of a do or a party, whatever it is. It's a home-based day. And that's how you should spend the day, with people who make you feel safe and secure and cosy. It's all about your kith and kin. Here's your Monday stars. Mercury now joins the sun in your seventh house. This is particularly good if you need to discuss or talk about things, having a conversation with somebody near or dear to you. Of course, if you're on your own, it could well mean that you strike up a friendship or a relationship with somebody where you're on the same wavelength. Now, whether you do that with a verbal chat on a one-to-one basis, live, personal, or whether it's on a computer or a phone, there is definitely a connection between you and someone else. Here's your Tuesday stars. The moon's in Virgo. A Virgo moon for you is always very good because it is exceptional to a degree when it comes to the creative side of you. I think you've just got to be a wee bit careful of somebody who may be envious or jealous. Could be a gay person or it could be a female. Either way, you'll get over it. I mean, at least you've got something to be jealous of. And that's the way the cookie crumbles today. Here's your Wednesday stars. Your ruling planet Venus squares Neptune. Venus-Neptune stuff might be all well and good if you believe in fairy tales. But the trouble is, the stark reality of this aspect is, you could get very carried away in all kinds of ways with a person, but underneath that person could be fake. And that's why you need to be very careful that someone who's caught your eye, they are as honest as the day is long. Make sure they are. Here's your Thursday stars. The sun conjunct Mercury in your seventh house enhances this whole relationship, partnership energy around you and somebody else. If you're on your own, this is one of the best aspects to get out and about and meet somebody. And if you don't even go outside your house, at least you can connect with somebody perhaps on the internet or through the phone, some way. You need to make a connection with someone because there is mutual reception. Here's your Friday stars. Well, it's all about the sign of Libra. And Libra is like a sisterly sign to you. You both ruled by Venus. And this means, for instance, looking at health, anything to do with medical matters. If you've got to get things dealt with, then this is a good day to do it. But also to do with work and employment or a business. If there is something which is artistic and creative, all well and good, but it also favours the hard-working Taurian.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you for you.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.